It's good to have some Rachmanis in Parshas Vayetze. Okay. So, we've studied Kinyan Chatzer. That was the first volley. Yad, Eboshia, Hula, Psukim, Abaye, Rava, Tosfos, Yad Baal, Yad Haisha. That was last week. We studied Kalim, beginning of this week. Is a Kli an extension of a Chatzer? Or maybe it's not. Maybe a Kli is just another way for you to acquire the land under the Kli to make a land-based Kinyan Chatzer. And yesterday we introduced something which may or may not be Chatzer, Midrabanan, called Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is a Takanas Chachamim. Rish Lakish informs us of the Takana in Bav Metzia Daf Yod. Dei L'Asi L'Nsuye, you shouldn't come to quarrel and scuffles and fisticuffs. Somehow we're surprised that Rav reads that into the Mishnah. Remember, it's only Rav's read in the Mishnah. It's not Rabbi Yochanan's read into the Mishnah. It's not Ravina's read in the Mishnah. It is Ravina's read in the Mishnah. Yes, it's not Rabbi Yochanan's read in the Mishnah. And we suggested yesterday there are two ways to understand Kinyan Dalet Amos. Did the Rabbanan just say first come, first serve? Basically, whoever gets there first gets the prize. They'll give it to you through Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Or did the Chachamim say that whoever gets there first owns the location and can utilize it as a Kinyan Chatzer? As we called it yesterday, and it appears in many Svarim, Haknas HaChefetz or Haknas HaMakom. The Nafkamina would be primarily the sweep. Does it extend only to Metzia or even to Matana? Rashba said yes for Matana, the Rabban said no for Matana. Question is, the fact that it extends to get, what does that indicate? So the Ran and the Rabbeinu Kraska said, evidently it's Haknas HaMakom. The Rambani interjected, no, maybe it's just a parallel takana. There's no haknas ha-makom, there's haknas ha-chefetz. And through afkina rabbanan, that opens up a whole can of worms. Can it work? Can gerushin work? Which we're not going to open. We saw that it could be a machlokas amorayim in Bava Metzia, whether kinyan dalet amos only applies to a simta. Whoever gets to the simta first can use it. Or it applies even if it's just a rabbim, as Rapapa indicated. That could also reflect if it's haknas ha-makom, it may not apply. And more or less, that's where we left off. Okay, today we're going to tear down the Gemara's conversation of the Mishnah. We're going to see which Mahalech makes sense according to which Amara. So evidently this question of how to understand Dalet Amos was something the Amaraim were talking to each other about. But of course they didn't use this language because they just knew it implicitly. So they were snapping their fingers and having conversations. But we have to climb into their heads and know what logic they were throwing around. And we'll see. This is a good sugya to see. It's not that many of you shown him. It's a good sugya to see that maybe, our two paradigms are insufficient, and maybe sometimes you need a third paradigm. Or maybe not a third paradigm, but to sharpen one of your paradigms. So we'll take one of our models yesterday and sharpen them because it may not hold up to some of the conversations that we're seeing. This is a much more subtle conversation. The conversations we've talked about so far are broad conversations. Matana, Metzia, versus Harabim, Gittin, these are the large ones. Coming into the nitty-gritty conversations. Okay, so let's start. The Mishnah has three cases. One is Karov Lo, which works. One is Karov Lo, which does not work. One is Mechza, where it's a Suffolk. We don't know. And remember, in Rav's world, the Mishnah is talking about Dalet Amos. I don't know if we'll see this today. I'll make sure I'm recording this here. I don't know if we'll see this today, or at all, maybe later in the year. But just keep in mind, there's a whole contra to this sugya. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says, Karov Lo, Karov La, has absolutely nothing to do with Dalet Amos. Karov La just means if it's closer to the woman than it is to the man, within range, like a football field, then she gets it. So think about it on Sunday. You can toss a get to the woman who's standing in the Los Angeles Rams end zone, and you can be in the opposing team's end zone, and as long as you're the only two people in the field and she has a sprint, she can do a 4-4 and whatever, and 40 and 4, she can run and get it quicker than you can, you can be caught. Right? Very creative get and play. If you're Kona the get on the 20, you know, the guy's a really big football fan, and he wants to divorce his wife, takes her to Kraft Stadium, and he says, I'll toss you the get on the 20-yard line, and it'll be your get. So that's a Yochanan, which is a whole different Chiddush, has nothing to do with Dalet Amos. Okay. So now the Gemara is commenting on Ayin Ches Amid Aleph about the assumption of Rav that it's Dalet Amos based. Mechzel Mechzel. Who wants to read Mechzel Mechzel? We just talked about it, bifurcating your life, half and half. Life is not perfect. Life is always mechza mechza. You guys know the Israeli expression, probably the most famous. If you don't know Hebrew that well, this will get you by pretty quickly. I said it's not great, not terrible. What do you say? Kacha kacha. They say kacha kacha about anything. How is it? Kacha kacha, kacha kacha. Everything is kacha kacha. Kacha kacha. If you're lambda, then you say mechza mechza. Say, not to your host. Your host say, how is the soup? Don't say mechza mechza. Say, delicious. I loved it. As you're giving it to the dog under the table. Delicious. Mechza mechza. Where's the Vaitarigan's food when he eats? Okay, mechza mechza. So kacha kacha. So what's mechza mechza? Go ahead. Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Anyone want to take it? Go ahead, Elad. Okay. Nachsa, Nachsa is, they're both standing in the same Dalet Amos. They're both standing in the same Dalet Amos. Okay? We're not sure who's Kona. So what does the Gemara then say? That doesn't make sense. It asks Akasha. Let's see who came first, and then there's an assumption which we're not going to unravel today that someone came first. Right? It's impossible they came at the same time. It depends how you measure time. Okay, guys, count. One, count of three. Everyone clap your hands at the count of three. One, two, three. Was it the same? Depends on how you measure it. If it's per second, yes. If it's per millisecond, now, if we're in the Olympics, we could probably find you all, if we had the proper tools, we could find yours were 0.0001. Well, question. It may look that they came together, but someone got there first. So basically, the Gemara rejects Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak because someone got there first, and this leads to Rav Kahana saying that Mechza Mechza does not mean in the Mishnah there's Safek Megoreshes where they're both standing there. Safek Megoreshes means something else. So the Gemara rejects Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and then let's, for our intents and purposes, Machlokas Rav Kahana, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. We don't know that Rav Kahana asked the Kasha, but he was certainly bothered by the Kasha and came to a different Kinta. What's the problem with someone getting there first? Mechza, mechza, you can never have Safek Megoreshes because even though they're both standing there and they both seem to arrive, someone got there first, and since someone evidently got there first, this case would not be Safek Megoreshes. What would happen if someone got there first? What's the problem? Who cares who got there first? But if someone got there first, Stephen? It's Kona the Makom. Who said that Lashon? The Rashba. The Rashba says that Lashon. So therefore, this Mishnah of Mechza El Mechza, where it's Safek Megoreshes, cannot be Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's scenario, where they're both standing in Rishus, same Dalet Amos. So they're standing in the same Dalet Amos, someone got there first, and the first person they get there is Kona the Makom. So which model of Dalet Amos is the Kasha based upon? Model of Dalet Amos of Haknas Chayfetz, what we're calling Model A, or model of Dalet Amos called Haknas Makom, the Ran, Model B. Stephen, the Kasha is based on which model?
Model B.
Model B. That Dalet Amos becomes yours, and therefore the Gemara says that whoever got there first is Kona the Makom, and once you're Kona the Makom, it can't become the other person's Makom, so it can't be a Safek. Let's just check who got there first, and it'll be their Makom, and it won't be the other person's Makom. Namely, the Gemara in Gittin has a statement, which it uses as a kasha against Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, which is highly, highly suggestive of Model B. The rejection of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak sounds like, at least Rav Kahana, is taking a position that Dalet Amos is Haknas HaMakom, and therefore, the person that gets there first is Kona the entire Makom, and the second person to arrive can't use it as a Kenyan. So what did Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak hold? Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak wasn't worried about this kasha. He felt that the Mishnah was talking about the scenario. It was only Rav Kahana who did it. Rav Kahana adjusted it. What did Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak hold? Well, the simplest way would be to say what? And therefore, it doesn't make a difference who got there first. Let's say the Baal got there first, but he says, I want you to use Dalet Amos as Haknas HaChayfetz, and you're standing in Dalet Amos, and Chazal will give it to you through Hefker and Efker, through Afkenu. Namely, it's possible this question between the Ran and the Ramban and the, was really the discussion between Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak and Rav Kahana. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak thought that it doesn't make a difference who gets there first. He wasn't bothered by this kasha. Rav Kahana was, and therefore had to adjust it. So it's feasible. We don't know. I mean, This is our way. We'd have to ask how each person would read the Gemara. But one way to read the Gemara is that that's what the Tanaim were saying. Rav Shmuel Ben Yitzchak didn't care who got there first, because in his mind, Dalai Amos, you can't be Conan. Well, who says that Dalai Amos is a Kenyan on the Chatzir? There's a mechanism called Dalai Amos. The Baal wants to employ that mechanism to divorce his wife, and he can. Rav Kahana felt no, that whoever gets there first is going to be Conan. Yeah, Tom. No. Are you saying he answers? Maybe one second. I'm not sure. You're saying the suffix is who gets there first? No, that's the question against him. That's a kind of speaking or the Gemara attacking him. We don't know what he would say. Like when he would say, I don't care who gets there first. You're saying it's a problem to see who gets there first. I don't care who gets there first. If she's standing in the Dalai Amos, and the suffix is, if two people are standing in Dalai Amos, can two people use it together even if you're a latecomer? Was the takan established there? Yes, Mark.
The going didn't wash it, it would be a suffix.
Right, that's the question I thought you were asking. If Rev Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who says this is the Metzias, if Rev Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is Aknas HaChefetz, then what's the suffix? If we don't care who got there first, and they're both standing there, and she has Dalet Amos, then what's the suffix, according to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak? That's the question I thought you were asking. So evidently, yes, Noam?
You could argue on the Rosh yesterday and say that maybe there's a din of Agibe over here.
And what is Agid Bey?
Right, so they can argue. So Rav Kook says there's no Agid Bey because...
What is Agid Bey before you tell me whether there is or there isn't?
Agid Bey is that the Baal Sin has some sort of rishus over the guest.
From what does that mean? Does that inhibit the Dalai Amos? Why can't she use Dalai Amos because she's standing in the chatzer?
Right, because the Baal has another rishus over it, even though she has full rishus. He has a complimentary full rishus as well. Agid Bey is a factor.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's follow Noam's train of approach, okay? Let's move it from case number one to case number two. This is case number one. This is what Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said. Let's leave Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak up in the air. We don't know what he felt. But at least we're suggesting that Rav Kahana, who said, Velechzi, Hai Minayu Kodim, he felt that it was model B. And therefore we had a kasha. And because of his kasha, he adjusted the case. Let's follow Noam's trail. So what case did he talk about? Dalet Amos. Is it Makom or Chefetz? So what's the Metzias of Rav Kahana? No?
Eight Amos.
Woman standing here. Man standing here. And the get is literally in the middle. Ches Amos Mitzun Samos. So here, she was Kona, her Dalet Amos, because she got there. He was Kona, I'll just quote it in red. His Dalet Amos, because he got there. There's no problem of who got there first and for the Dalet Amos. And at least Stephen, in our theory, you kona the chatzer, so she's kona her chatzer, he's kona his chatzer. And the get is in the middle, and the suffix is, what happens if the get is in the middle? Yes, Leon.
Well, if you're saying that the suffix is caused by Agibe, is it that the question on Rav Kahana?
Let's first get to Agibe. That's what Noam's suggesting. Let's first get there, and then we'll see how to go back to Rav Kahana. Okay, so far, let's put Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak on the side. Let's put ourselves into the mind of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana had a problem with Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's case with both in the Dalet Amos, because whoever got there first is Kona, because at least Rav Kahana in Stephen's world felt that you're Kona the Chatzer. And therefore, Rav Kahana said the case of the Mishnah is Mechzel Mechza, Ches Amos Mitzun Samos. There's no problem being Kona the Chatzer. But what's the Gemara's Kasha? Let's assume, just so we can give it names. What's Rabba's kasha on Rav Kahana?
Agid Bey.
What's the pashtus of Agid Bey? Pashtus. Don't give me the simplest way to read Agid Bey. What's Rabba's question on Rev Kahana?
The Baal hasn't relinquished the get yet?
Nope. Say it even more simple.
It's not in, fully in her.
Not fully in her chaser. In order, but maybe the language suggests, but there's a problem that's even more primary than Agid Bey. Forget the Baal. In order to make a Kinyan Chatzer, finish it, you have to have the Chavis entirely in your Rishus. So what's the Suffolk? Chavis is only partially in her Rishus. Forget the Baal. Just, let's say I want to be Kona Metzia. Can I be Kona Metzia if the Chavis is only partially in my Kinyan Chatzer? Stephen, assuming that we're still working with Kinyan Chatzer, and that's what Rav Kana felt, and that's what Robin's asking him about. This Dalai Lama becomes your Chatzer. Great. That's why whoever gets there first uses it as your Chatzer, says Rav Kana to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. But now says Rabba to Rav Kana, okay, if Dalai Lama is a Kinyan Chatzer, how could you make a Kinyan when only half the get is in your Shus? Forget the fact that the other half is in the Baal Shus. Let's say it's in the Shus of Rabba. You haven't made a full Kinyan Chatzer. And Dalai Lama is a Kinyan Chatzer. So there are three voices in this circuit. Okay? There's Rav Kahana attacking Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak with V'lechzi Haimin El Kadim. And then there is Rabba attacking Rav Kahana, V'ha'agid Bey. And just assuming Stephen's right, and it's a Kinyan Makom, and Abol Haget, Eino Nimtza B'chatzer Ha'isha. Lagamri. It's halfway. And therefore, Rabbah takes the sugya into a totally, totally different space. According to Rabbah, the sugya is a shneki beidim. I mean, nothing to do with our sugya, right? It's a piece of the board up there, right? Shneki beidim, we don't really care about that. That's Rabbah. Rabbah has nothing to do with Dalana, and at least in his way of reading the Mishnah, but his kasha on Rav Kahana is very clear. So, if we're looking for the ultimate person who holds haknas hamakom, it may or may not be Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. It may or may not be Rav Kahana, but who is it clearly? Rabbah. Because Dalai Lama's works based on it's your chatzer, and therefore he accepts Rav Kahana's statement of who got there first. But it also works as a classic Kinyan chatzer, and here it can't work as a classic Kinyan chatzer because the get is only partially marshos. So if we're looking for someone to say he holds haknas hamakom, it's clearly Rabbah. Whoever got there first gets the chatzer, second guy won't get it, therefore he rejects Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak the same way Rav Kahana rejected Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And he rejects Rav Kahana because it's not fully in her Rishos. So before we solve Norm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, let's solve Rav Kahana. And then we'll solve Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So now we have to ask ourselves, what did Rav Kahana hold? It's a little more difficult to solve Rav Kahana. On the one hand, he holds that whoever gets there first gets the Rishos. But on the other hand, he holds that you don't need to get to be totally within the woman's chaser. A little harder than Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, right? If let's say we had to end the shiur at 9:30, 2 minutes left, I could give a very interesting solution for Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. He holds his Akanatza Chavis. I don't care who got there first, and goodbye. And what is Suffolk is? Well, I don't know. We'll find what the Suffolk is. We'll make a Suffolk. But we got some real splaining to do. We got Rav Kahana. On the one hand, Stephen wants us to feel that he's a Kanasa Mako. On the other hand, if he's a Kanasa Mako, why don't you need the whole get in your Mako? Everyone got the problem with Rav Kahana? Rav Kahana is stuck in the middle. He rejects Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak because whoever got there first wins, but he's not worried about making a Kinyan when he got this only partially in Marishos. So who is he? What do you think, Tom?
They have another Rabba's Rabba thinks that the problem with the
chifetz
is some other problem.
Could be. But you know, that's a first world problem. I can solve Rabba many other ways. You want to speculate with me at 10:15, Mr. Boss will be happy to talk to you, Rabba, and I agree with you. But at least in theory, if I just want to put this again into perspective, Rabba has two rejections. Rabba rejects both aspects. So if I take this, I can forget. Let's say it's not Rabba, it's you and me, wherever that kasha was in the Gemara, right? If I take this logic of Akanasa Chayfetz to the end, then I come up with these two objections. A, whoever got there first. B, you need to make a real Kinyan on the Chayfetz. Hence, neither of these assumptions, neither the scenario of Shneim Midosa Dalai Lamas or Mitzvah Samos works. There could be other problems, but first let's solve the first problem. What did Rav Kahana say? Can anyone give me a svar for Rav Kahana? On the one hand, Rav Kahana, let's maintain Stephen's assumption. Maybe we'll have to question Stephen's assumption. Stephen's saying that Rav Kahana holds
Tapnas Makom, and therefore whoever gets there first wins. Maybe we'll question that, because if you hold Tapnas Makom, how can there ever be a Kenyan or get this half in, half out? But let's assume that he holds Makom. Gana holds Makom. How can you ever make a Kenyan on a get that's part in, part out? What do you think? Mark?
I assume you can't make a Kenyan on a get that's half in, half out.
Ah, so Mark's questioning the assumption. Mark's saying that maybe normally with a Kenyan chatzi you can make a Kenyan on half a chayfetz. That's not true. You have to adjust it a little bit. Mark, what you really have to say is normally, in order for the Maisa Kenyan of a chatzir to work, I don't have to have the whole chavis and marishus. The only reason I need to have the chavis and marishus is for something that doesn't apply here. So now sharpen that. Normally, in terms of the core Maisa Kenyan of chatzir, I only need half the chavis. But normally, the reason the entire chavis has to enter is, as opposed to here, well, I'm not worried about that. That's what you have to say. I know on the books that if I look up the book of Kenyan Chatzer, I have to have the entire Chavis falling into my Chatzer. That's true. Why is this different? Why can this type of Kenyan Chatzer work with only half the Chavis in my Rishos? Shlomi.
It could be back to the low violence here. Because there's no Shasha. This type of Chatzer, Dal Namos, if we say that it's, I know it's kind of mixing and matching, Makom with Insuya, but if you say...
Yeah, so Shlomi is saying that essentially since the whole Kenyan, even if it's Aknas HaMakom, started off with Asil Insuya, then the shape of the Kenyan, however it works, even though it's a whole new barrel of fish, it's Aknas HaMakom, you have to have the full chayfetz because it has to be true to its sources, true to its origin, not to allow any fights. It has to be totally within your Rishos. Normally a Kenyan chayfetz on a chatzer. That's what Shlomi is saying. What say you, Steve?
I have two questions. One is that if we go back to how we understood how chutzner actually acquires, with time, and it's like you're mochsak at a source, and like happy, then you're only going to be mochsak on that half of the get.
Which is my question. That's my question. How does Rav Kahana allow this to work?
Fine.
So you're restating the question. It's a really big kasha. But even without the svar of Rav Chaim, we know, trust me for now, that a Kenyan chatzah only works with the entire objects in the chatzah.
Yeah.
So this chatzah, why is this different?
Okay, and also, if the whole reason why the Kenyan Dal Namos, came into existence is because of a bunch of people in the fight, I thought that made a lot of sense when it came to like a metziah, or something that everybody could get. But no one else wants her get, so why would
that's what
I was saying. Right, so you're arguing with Shlomi. You're saying that Shlomi is...
That's what I was saying.
That what?
That's what I meant. Like, that it should work. That's why it's different. Because there's no fighting here.
I'm saying just because it's a get.
Oh, you're saying... Right, because there's no fighting. And right. Since the Takada remains true to the source, so therefore we only need complete Dalet Amos. Even though normally Kenyan Chatzer...
We only need
half.
Usually we need all of
it. Kenyan Dalet Amos shouldn't be a thing. Because it only created stop fights. If you don't need stop fights, then like, why do we... Then,
okay, so you are going to be saying that essentially it creates autonomy. We don't care about it. No. Why does this Kenyan work?
I would say that by regular Kenyan chatzer, you need to have the full chavis, because if a plea is half in a chatzer A and half in a chatzer B, you don't have the ikar of the object, and if you don't have, because different ikar of the object are in different chatzer. But here, the ikar of the get is the torif. We just don't know where the torif is. The rest of the get can come kedei haspa.
Say it's stronger. You're thinking on the right track. What you're basically saying, you're developing Mark's ideas, that Kenyan Chatzar as a Kenyan doesn't need the entire item. But I have to move the entire item for some other reason, which I don't need here. Removing the entire item into my Chatzar is necessary in a classic Kenyan Chatzar, not because of the Kenyan, but because of some other factor, which I don't need here. What's that factor? Put your finger on it. Akiva, what's that factor?
In a regular Kenyan.
Think about a regular Kenyan Chatzar.
Okay.
Yeah,
here's
no...
my Chatzar. Here's Elad's Chatzar. Why do I need the entire Chavitz? Or here's my Chatzar. Here's Rishus HaRabim. Why do I need the entire Chavitz?
The other Chatzar is the Baal.
Right. Everyone listen to what Akiva said. Okay, guys, we'll practice Linsuye later. We'll practice Linsuye. We'll put an Aveda between Noam and Stephen, and we'll let you guys go at it. Okay, we'll have a... World Tarragon-wide Federation. What is it? WWF? What's the wrestling? I don't know if you guys know, but in like in the old days, I don't know if they still have them. They would have like the stars of the wrestling. I used to watch wrestling a lot before it went public. It was on Channel 47. Something called UHF. You know what UHF is? when there was not such a thing as cable TV, they had just simply 2, 4, 9 regular TV. And all these like public stations in UHF that came out fuzzy. So they had something every Saturday night at 12:30 before it went public, before it was really a big thing, called Lucha Libre. Lucha Libre is Spanish for wrestling. I don't know how. So I'd watch it with my Zaidi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan. He would come visit me. And Meshula, we're going to watch wrestling tonight. I would sit there turning the band, trying to get the clear reception. And my Zaidi mamish thought it was real. Like, he was at the Hakman mit the Holtz! Hit him with the piece of wood. He starts screaming, Hakman with the Chinese! He's screaming at them, Geb him a Zetz! And I'd sit there, say, yeah. That was like my mission to watch Lucha Libre with my Chinese screaming at these Puerto Ricans in Yiddish. You know, with these really, really grotesque masks on, the old style wrestling. Then, like right in the middle, they went big time. So they would have in this corner, champion of the world, heavyweight champion with all three belts. And he'd come out to blaring music and cheerleaders and people screaming, Hulk Hogan! 15 minutes of music. And in this corner, weighing in at 120 pounds from Wayne State University, Jerry McNichol, some guy like, came up to the navel of Hulk Hogan. And then every single wrestling match went through the same trauma. The first 5 minutes, Jerry like beat the living daylights out of Hulk Hogan, and then Hulk Hogan recovered. It was all scripted. Like these poor like fool guys. Like, so in this corner we'll have Noam, and in this corner we'll invite Jerry McNichols to come battle Noam and see who wins the fight. Okay, getting back to Bava Metzia, getting back to our question. Akiva just came up with an interesting idea. That every kinyan isn't just exerting your control over the item, but removing it from any vestigial or residual hold of the previous baal. You don't just need a kinyan, you need hotza. So in a normal kinyan chatzer, I need to completely remove it from its previous location because it was previously in a different chatzer, either an adjacent chatzer, makne, or an adjacent chutz, which is Rishus HaRabim, which may be mutually owned by everyone in Rishus HaRabim. But here, why don't I need it? Because where is the chayfetz? Where's the chayfetz? What makes this case different?
In both Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak case and Rav Kanah's case, you have Das Machne.
Right, you got. Not, it's not a reshus. It's a reshus. It's a dalet amos of someone, and since it's a dalet amos of someone, then it's not really his reshus. It's just his for the temporary. It's not like a. But still, should it be worse than a reshus haramim? I need for a chayfetz by a metziah. I need the entire chayfetz to enter my reshus to completely divorce it from reshus haramim. Maybe here we need it also. So this is something that Akiva is trying to develop. That somehow, since it's only in the Dalet Amos of the Baal, and there's Das Machne, I can get by with less of a kinyan. What would happen by Das Machne by regular kinyan chatzah? Let's say I'm selling it to you for my reshus, and this is real Das Machne, and only half the chepetz enters. Would that work also? This is what Akiva is trying to develop. What would you say, Mark?
This is why I might watch it. When one normally receives the get, does she need to like crumple the whole get into her hand, or like, if she just holds it up like this, she go in there? Presumably, she's like, you just hold part of it.
For now, let's assume you have to hold the whole thing.
Like, crumple the whole
thing. Yeah, that's what we do halach l'maisa, but that we'll have to see, because it may not be based just on kinyan. Could there be another answer? Could there be an answer? Then maybe Rev Kahana did not hold, as Stephen is assuming he's holding, that your mamish kona the makom. Because if your mamish kona the makom, and Dalet Amos works as kinyan chatzer, then you'd have to use a good kinyan chatzer. Maybe we need a third option. It's not the Rabbanan awarding you a chayfetz. It's not the Rabbanan turning Dalet Amos into your chatzer. Maybe that's what Rabbah held. It's mamish your chatzer, and therefore, whoever gets there first, and that's to be totally within your object. So maybe Rabbah is the Haknas HaMakom man, or rather the Gemara's final rejection, and therefore we have to find some crazy other case. But maybe Dalet Amos is a new type of Maisa Kinyan. Rabbanan developed a new Maisa Kinyan called Dalet Amos, holding it in your airspace. We created two binary polar options. One is, I made it to your chatzah. Now use it as a kinyan chatzah. Two is, they said, whoever gets there first wins. We'll give it to you. Hachamim maf hefker besin hefker, first comes first serve. We'll give it to you. Is there a third option? Rabbanan created a new Maisa Kinyan called holding it in your Dalet Amos. And that kinyan, it looks like chaser, but it's not chaser. It shadows chaser. It has a lot of similarities to chaser. But it's not. Dalet Amos becomes your chaser. Now let's look up Hilchos Chaser. What does it say in Hilchos Chaser? How do I follow Hilchos Chaser? Maybe the Rebbeinu gave you a new halacha called Dalet Amos. You have a kinyan Mashiach pulling it, a kinyan Hagbal lifting it, a kinyan Mesira, all these old Rebbeinu. A kinyan Rebbeinu called being a Dalet Amos, having control, having supervision with proximity. It sounds a lot like Chaser. So we all took the bait yesterday. Oh, it becomes yours. Kinyan Chaser. Well, this doesn't really look like Kinyan Chatzer, Mr. Rav Kahana. Let's take a break from Rav Kahana. We'll get back to Rav Kahana, and we'll get back to Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Let's take a break from Rav Kahana. It's going to be the end of the Gemara. Again, we'll be doing a lot of reading Gemara the next couple of days, because I really want to start Chazar on Thursday. So, just if you have a little bit of a chance over Shabbos, if you don't, it's all right also. I want you to rest and recover. Just daven through the next plot of Gemara until Ayin Tesem and Beis till the Mishnah. Okay, if you have a chance to have a Shabbos, it'll help you next week. If you have a chance, just do some more Mishnah. But let's see Ayin Chesem and Beis. Okay, Deboi Rebbe Lazar. We're not going to get, we don't have so much time to read the Gemara, but someone tell me who can read Rebbe Lazar's Kasha. What's the Kasha? Do anyone want to just read the Gemara? Anyone get to it? No? Okay, so I'll read it. Deboi Rebbe Lazar, three lines from the bottom. Arba Amos Sha'amru. Yesh lehem avir? Oh, ein lehem avir. As we'll see next week, as some of you will see on Shabbos, there's a kinyan called avir hachatzer. That if an object is in the airspace, the protected airspace of a chatzer, you're kona midin chatzer, protected airspace. So let's say I throw an object into David Fodeman's airspace, and it's within the walls, the very high walls. You're working on some secret project for Rabbi Shayed or something. And then all of a sudden, your laser beams from your laboratory that you're working on some project come out and, you know, vaporize the item. You're a kona, even though it never landed. Because it was within the protected high walls of your Area 51. 51, 54, what is it? 51, Area 51. This is for Fodeman's personal Area 51. So Chatzer has Avir. So does Kalim have Avir? So this is a very, very fertile question. Before I get one step further, what would you say the kasha is? Can I use Dalet Amos or only Dalet Amos of Avir? Or only Dalet Amos if it falls to the ground, or even Dalet Amos of Avir, or Avir of Dalet Amos like a chatzah? What would you say the kasha is? Before we get to fancy schmancy questions. Model A, model B.
Model A, if it's a king of chatzah, model B, if it's something.
Right. Well, let's get into fancy schmancy. If they turn Dalet Amos into a chatzer, so it should resemble a chatzer, just like a chatzer has avir, so too Dalet Amos should have avir. So if you throw a get to a woman, right, you're not in her Dalet Amos. It's a regular, normal case of get. You're far away, she has her Dalet Amos, she got there first, you throw a get to a woman. Let's say on the way down it gets vaporized, or a dog comes and grabs it, then she's miskareshes because of avir, because it's mamish or chatzer. But if it's some separate takana, then maybe they weren't talking out there. Right? Especially because of fights. If Shlomi is right, then basically it's all based on fighting, then until it reaches the ground, there's still a chance for people to fight. Let's see Tosfos. Okay, Tosfos has a problem with applying Avir for Dalet Amos. The Im Tomar, Tosfos says, very simple Tosfos, V'tiskaresh, V'halo Mintar. In order for Avir to work, it has to be protected Avir, as we'll see in Mirtz Hashem next week, only if the walls are high enough to protect the airspace. You need Chatzim Mishtameris. So you can talk from Heinpiz Morgan today whether you like Avir, but it has to be protected Avir. Presumably, Dalet Amos is not protected Avir. You're not walking around with roving walls. You're not walking around in a box. So wherever I go, I've got walls around me. So what's the Havamina to allow Avir of Dalet Amos, even though, listen carefully, here's the punchline, the Avir of Dalet Amos doesn't look like the Avir of Chatzer, because the Avir of Chatzer is only kona if it's protected. The Avir of Dalet Amos, the Gemara is raising the possibility that it would work even if it's not protected. So let's skip past Tosfos, we're speed reading. V'ri Omer, second line, T'Rebbe Lazar Gufim Esafgalei. That's his kasha. Im mashetiknu chachamim dalet amos tiknu gam be'avir. The avogav delo mintar, even though it's not protected, maybe it works. Kimo shasu arba amos rishusaf abishayna rishusaf. And look, is dalet amos your rishus? No. And yet it works. So just like dalet amos works even though you don't own it, it would work even though it also doesn't follow the normal patterns of chatzir. Normal patterns of chatzir, you have to own it. Here you don't own it. So maybe we could have another kula, that for chatzir to work it needs to be mishtameris, but for dalet amos to work it doesn't have to be mishtameris. Namely, yesterday we all went for the bait. If we hold haknas hamakom, then we're off to the races. It becomes your dalet amos, it becomes your chatzir. Then we can look up hilchas chatzir and just apply all the requirements of chatzir. You need this, you need this, you need this, you need this, as well as all the benefits of chatzir. Let me ask you a question, Eitan, a question that the Gaonim talked about in Bavel. I don't know, 1,200 years ago, they were talking about this question in Bavel. Let's say you have dalet amos, but you want to use your dalet amos for kinyan agav. You want to go over to Norm and say, I want to sell you my Bentley in Los Angeles. I'm rich, I live in Los Angeles. I want to sell my Bentley. You can't make a kinyan mashicha. I want you to be kona my dalet amos that you're standing in. And now that you're kona dalet amos, you're kona my karka. I want to use those dalet amos to sell you my Bentley car. You have to roll. Chatzera, Rishusa, Ron, Stevens, yours, use it. It's your chatzera. If so, then the Aver would only work if the Aver is protected, like Aver of Chatzer. Yet the refill said, Velazu was asking this question. Maybe they didn't turn your Dalet Amos into your Chatzer. Maybe the Rabbanan, now Tosa doesn't have this language, now I'm providing the language, crafted a new Maisik Inyan. It looks a lot like Chatzer, Tani, but it's not. It looks a lot like Chatzer, but it isn't. You don't need mishtameris. It's not just awarding it as a takana, as we said yesterday, haknas hachevitz. Whoever gets there first gets the chevitz, because the Rabbanan will award it to you. The Rabbanan gave you kinyan capacity in dalet amos. The Rabbanan made some new kinyan that if it's your dalet amos, you can use it to make a maisi kinyan with its own rules. If you'll learn Bava Metzia Daf Yud, you'll see a lot of interesting rules that may only apply to Kinyan Dalet Amos that aren't taken from Chatzir both ways, Chumris and Kulis. So this could have been Rebbe Lazar's Kasha. Rebbe Lazar, one second time, he could have been asking, is Dalet Amos classic Chatzir? In which case, the Aver would only work if it's protected, according to the Ri, the other Shittos in the city. Or it's a new Kinyan, just like they made it your Kinyan, even though it's not your Chatzir. Now they turned it into your Chatzir, they made some new Kinyan. And you can be caught with the other because you're exerting some control. It's not the classic control of chatzer, but the some control. You're there, you're closer. Namely, it's the second tani, there's this third option out there. It's not that Rabbanan awarded you the chayfetz, dalet amos. Rabbanan just said whoever gets there first gets the chayfetz. Or that they turn dalet amos into your chatzer, the chol davar. There's this third option, not A, not B, but we're going to have it to call C. Called the new Maisa Kenyan. Maisa Kenyan. And that could have been over Les's question. Tani.
What's the nachmanin between having to be a chayfetz and having to be a new Maisa Kenyan?
Chayfetz says you don't have to do a Maisa Kenyan. We'll see in a moment. You just get awarded the chayfetz. Whoever gets it first gets the chayfetz. You'll see in a moment. Don't have enough time.
If it's a new Maisa Kenyan, you don't have to do another Maisa Kenyan either.
Right. So right. Standing there's a Maisa. We'll see. We'll see. In a few minutes, okay? Which Amara may have held Model C? Okay, try to rebuild the Gemara. If Rabbah is Stephen, classic Chatzir, and that's why whoever gets there first wins, and that's why this case can't be the Mishnah, and you need it to be totally within your Rishos, and that's why this case can't be the Mishnah, therefore Rabbah has to talk about this case, and totally different. So let's assume that Rabbah held Model B. Rabbah's clearly becomes your Chatzir. And in order for it to work, you got to follow the rules of Chatzer. Whoever gets there first, he'll have the Chatzer, not the second person. It has to be totally within your Yeshua. So Rabbah rejects Rav Kahana. So Rabbah holds that Dalet Amos is Chatzer Mamish. Who is a potential candidate, aside from Rav Lezer asking the question, for Model C, that it's a new Maisa Kenyan? Look at the board. Who's a potential candidate? Rav Kahana.
he allows a kinyan, even though it's only half in Yerushas, even though Akiva may be chatzin, needs to be totally in Yerushas. But Tani, he's worried who gets there first. If it were just Haknas Achefetz, who would care who got there first? The Baal says, you got there. Rabbana made a takana that you can use Dalet Amos to avoid Yaguna. Who cares who gets there first? Rav Kahana may be holding it's a Maisa Kinyan that if it's your Dalet Amos, you can use it to control an item, not through Chatzer. You don't have to control the whole item. It's a separate Maisa Kinyan. That's part of the takana. But it has to be your Dalet Amos. And therefore, Rav Kahana could be right in the middle. On the one hand, it bothers him who gets there first. If someone else gets there first, it's not your Dalet Amos. You haven't claimed these Dalet Amos. If Rav Kahana held Model A, who cares? Who cares who gets there first? Model A just means is a takanas chachamim mishum miguna. They can be megarish a woman by putting her in Dalet Amos. Who cares who gets there first? Namely, again, this is a very, very fertile sugya. You see there are a lot of options, but just to give you a groundwork, who would hold, amongst all the Amoraim we're talking about today, that has nothing to do with Chatzer and nothing to do with Maisa Kinyan, it's just a Takana Mishur Miguna. Who am I describing right now? Which Amor? Doesn't care about anything. Yeah. Who doesn't care who gets there first? He doesn't care where the Chafetz is. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak interpreted the mission to both standing in Dalet Amos. He wasn't concerned with Rabba's, with the Rav Kahana's question. One of them got there. Who cares who got there? It's Takana Yigun. You can use Dalet Amos to be Megarish your wife. Who cares? I got there first. You got there first. He got there first. Shmuel Cohen got there first. Who cares? A stranger got there first. At which point Rav Kahana says, no, 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 no. It's not just awarding a get Mishum Iguna to a get near a woman in Dalet Amos. It is a Maisa Kinyan, and therefore, whoever gets there first, it's his Dalet Amos or her Dalet Amos to use as a Maisa Kinyan to use to control the item as like a pseudo Mashicha, let's call it. And therefore, I'm worried who got there first. And I feel the case is half in, half out, where they both get, and there's no problem with who got there first. At which case, Rev Rabba said, wait a second, no, 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 it's Kinyan Chatzer, it's Kinyan Chatzer. In your case, Va'adibet hasn't really fallen to her rishos. So the simplest way, before we get to the language issues, the simplest way to read the sugya is that essentially we've got three options with three amorim. The one amora that really just says as long as the woman is within a four amor radius of the get, she's megareshes. I don't have to worry about who got there first, and I don't have to worry about classic Kenyan patterns, whether it's in or out. That's a Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And as long as the man puts a get near his wife, Dalet Amos, she's megareshes, period. End of the line, it's a takana. It's like whoever arrives at the Chayfetz, it's a takana, four amos. Right? Again, the reason that they were misake in Tani Dalet Amos is to prevent Stephen and Noam fighting. But most cases, not Stephen and Noam, most cases, it's just Stephen showing up, being Kohen and Aveda Dalet Amos. Most cases, it's one person showing up and getting the Aveda. They're thinking about the case where they would fight over it. But the regular case of Dalet Amos is a person sees him at CF, it's in Dalet Amos, he's Kohen. Whoever is within a four amma radius of the Mitzvah is kona to prevent tomorrow Noam from fighting. So today, Stephen's kona without you even being close by because tomorrow you're going to fight him for it. If you arrive, you'll sense new Mitzvahs in the world. So if the woman is within a four amma radius of her, yeah, she's been the Gareshes. Who cares who got there first? Who cares where the... It's Ms. Gareshes. At which point, we've kind of said, no, no, no. It's not. It's a Kenyan. It's the Kenyan, and you're using Dalet Amos to control it. And using Dalet Amos to control it. The question is, whose Dalet Amos is it now to use? It's like a roving hand to hold an item. And the man got there first, or for that matter, maybe even someone else getting there first. The question is, you can't use it as a Maisa Kinyan. So the case is, half and half. I don't care whether the Maisa Kinyan looks like Chatzer or not. I just care that you're using your Dalet Amos for a Maisa Kinyan. At which point, Rabba said, no, 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 you got it wrong. They were makna the chatzah to you. You have to use Dalet Amos as your chatzah. Using Dalet Amos as your chatzah has got to be totally in your chatzah. And this is Agid Bey. And therefore, you couldn't solve the Mishnah of Mechza Mechza. It must not be a case of Shnei Mobni Mishus the Dalet Amos or Mechza Shnei Ches Amos Mitzim Samos. It must be Shnei Kitei. There were just two different reports as to whether it's her Dalet Amos or his Dalet Amos. Where, again, Shnei Kitei, just if you're following this, what it says is simply, you know, he's standing here, She's standing here. They each have their four amos. This is Rabba. And we just don't know. Some say the get made it. Some say the get didn't make it. Still Mishas. That's the Mechsel. Because Rabba just couldn't accept this case. He couldn't accept this case because it doesn't look like a Kenyan. Chatzir. Rav Kahana couldn't accept this case because you have to use Dalet Amos to be Kohen. Whoever gets there first, it's their Dalet Amos. They've staked those four Amos for their temporary utility. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is just skating through. He says, I don't care about them because it's just Tachana. Four Amos is yours. With Das Machin, with the bomb. So this is the way to start the study. This is not the way to finish. We could question each of these assumptions. But the simplest ground level way to learn the sugya is that these three models are being caused by the Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. What's the suffix? What's the suffix? It's hard to know. Suffix is how much they modeled it after Lin Suye, Shlomi, and Stephen's conversation, and two people there in the same time. But at least there's a makom for suffix. In Rav Kahana and Rabba's world, they didn't even have a makom for a suffix because you haven't even started to employ Dalet Amos. Maybe that's the suffix. Maybe your Shmuel Yitzchak's suffix was it a takana or was it model B or C? And Rav Kahana was so sure that it was B or C that it's not even a suffix. So that could have been Shmuel Yitzchak's suffix. This is where the sugya gets more sophisticated. Right, that was a suffix. It says, if it's just a takana, who cares? But if it's more of a kinyan or a chatzar, I don't have to see who got there first. So that was a suffix. And Rav Kahana said, what are you, crazy? Of course it's chatzar slash kinyan. And therefore, whoever gets there first. Or the suffix was something else, how the takana was modeled. But at least I can put my head around what Shmuel Yitzchak was saying. He was operating based on a pivot of a separate takana. Based on that pivot, I can make sense of his sheet. So what I want you to see the movement towards Kenyan in this sugya. You see the movement? It's almost as if there's a spectrum. Imagine Dalet Amos as a spectrum. This is real Kenyan Chatzer. This is takana. This is something in the middle, separate Kenyan. It's not a takana. Whoever gets there first gets it. It's a separate Kenyan. If I try to see on this spectrum of Dalet Amos, it's clear that Rabba is somewhere here, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak is somewhere here, doesn't really care about the laws of Kenyan, and Rav Kahana is somewhere in the middle. And now the next part of the sugya, which we don't have time to deal with, is moving Rav Kahana one way, closer on the spectrum, is he closer to Kenyan, is he further from Kenyan? But just to establish our pivots, it seems like that's what the Amorim were talking about. And because we're three Amorim, we were forced at least conceptually to consider a third option, and we saw that third option at least through Tosus's interpretation of Rav Eliezer, that you may be able to be Kona with Avir Dalet Amos, even though the Avir of Dalet Amos don't resemble the Avir of a Chatzar. Avir of a Chatzar needs to have Mishtameris. The Avir of Dalet Amos, at least according to one side of Rav Eliezer's sheet, there was, it's not classic Avir Chatzar, but maybe it still works as a king. Just like there were Mekil for Dalet Amos, even though you don't own it, there are Mekil that you can use Avir that doesn't stack up to the classic standards, the highfalutin standards of Avir Chatzar. So ideally, Rav Elazar's question could have been the Amoraim's question. Rav Elazar was talking about Avir, the Amoraim were talking about this case in the Mishnah. They're all spinning out the same logic. Okay? It's a pretty cool sugya, because if you just read it quickly, it seems like they're just throwing questions at one another. If you just dig into it and just try to establish your positioning, it seems like, yes, Eli.
I don't really understand Rav Kahana's suffix, because he says, I can know that this is a mighty Kenyan.
Okay, maybe his suffix is which one? Same way Tati was unsure what Rav Shmuel Yitzchak's suffix was, maybe the suffix was which one, in a way that Rav Kahana couldn't even accept, so maybe he was saying it's a Kenyan or it's a Chatzar. If it's Chatzar, it would work. If it's Kenyan, it would work.
Also, what's the Maisa Kenyan Dalet? Is it you walking within Dalet Amos as a
Chatzar? It's hard to know. So it's a new Maisa Kenyan. I would call it control by proximity, association. It sounds like Chatzar, but it's different. And that's what Tosa says in the lesson. Okay? Questions? Okay, we have 10 minutes or 8 minutes left.